This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. We fell in love with this next guest on The Voice last year. Who can forget these classic moments from the show? Let's take a listen. We are smiling this morning on Joy because live in the studio is a very talented Rachel Leghart. Welcome to Joy, Rachel.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Close to the mic, doll.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's been amazing 12 months for you. The finalist in The Voice last year, working with your mentor, Dalcha Goodrum. What are some of the things that you've learnt over the last year?
A lot of things I've learned to deal with are being in the public eye, I guess, is one of the major things. Because I was, you know, thrust into limelight, I guess, on the show, and the pressure of having a lot of people with a lot of different opinions. Also, how to warm up properly for performances. What else have I learned? What my kind of ritual is to get ready, and I've learned a lot about how to talk in interviews, I guess. Yeah, just a whole range of things.
Now, we first met on the red carpet at the Arias last year.
That's
it,
right?
Was so hot, wasn't it, that day? You look stunning from, you had a frock on from Adelaide from a designer, which is, looks absolutely amazing on you.
Yeah, and it was your clothing company.
It was your first Arias, and you also met Taylor Swift. What did you guys talk about?
I was just so starstruck at that time. I didn't really think that I would get to meet her, and then at the after party, she just walked in and accepted this award thing, and she was there, just standing there dancing with her friends, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go off and say hello. So I went up and I told her how I found her years ago before everyone else did, before she was, you know, big in Australia. And yeah, she said, oh, Rachel, if you ever need anything in the US, just tell me. She was so sweet.
Oh, she's lovely. And like Taylor, you started singing and playing instruments from a young age. You won various singing contests when you were younger, even released a couple of self-funded albums as well.
Yeah.
When did you first discover that voice?
I don't know. I've sort of been developing my voice over a number of years, mostly starting when I was born. Mum said I screamed a lot, so I'm sure that helped. But I think I did my first performance when I was 8 years old, and did a lot in school, and was in the music program in high school, and then from there started performing professionally after I was 15, and then went on The Voice, and now I'm here.
The Voice last year, you had a water cooler moment, which everyone was talking about, your performance, La Vie en Rose, which was absolutely beautiful, and the four judges turned around, you went with Dalcha. What did she teach you during the competition that made you a better artist?
I think she taught me a lot about how to deal with things, because towards the end, not so much the beginning, I was getting a lot of support, but towards the end when I got sick and got laryngitis and couldn't talk anymore, people had started to say, oh, she can't sing, she can't do this, you know. So there was a lot of pressure on me at that time, and Dalcha really helped me through that and said, look, you know, don't read those things, just be yourself and do what you do best and just push through it, because all artists have to deal with it and everything.
And you remain positive at the whole thing, which is fantastic. Now, Universal snapped you up last year and your debut album reached number 5 on the charts, which is fantastic. You also toured with Dalcha last year. What are some of your favourite songs to perform live?
To perform live? That's a hard one.
There's so many.
Well, I just love performing in general, but I think La Vie en Rose is one of my favourites just because of the reaction I get a lot with it. People just, as soon as I start, you hear people going, oh.
Yeah.
But I also love Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and on the most recent album, I love performing Heart's a Mess and looking forward to performing originals as well. It's going to be fun.
My special guest this morning is Rachel Leghart from last year's season of The Voice. Stick around, Rachel. There's plenty more to talk about, including about your new album. But this track you wrote yourself and performed on the show, this is from your first album. This is Shooting Star on Joy 94.9. That was Rachel Leghart from The Voice last year. That is her song Shooting Star from her debut album. Rachel is my special guest this morning, live live in the studio. Now, Rachel, Shooting Star was one of your own tracks that you performed on The Voice last year. You've been writing new material for this new album, which is called Romantic. Now, where do you draw inspiration from for your songs?
It's a hard question. You know, I'm the type of artist, everyone's different, but I'm the type of artist where I can't just sit down at the piano and write a good song. I have to actually get a pang of inspiration wherever I am and have to go straight to my piano, open my laptop, write the words down or play the tune or whatever comes first. And yeah, it happens like that really quickly. Within 10 minutes, there's a song written.
Now, on the new album, there's a mix of covers and your own songs as well. Tell us about the recording process and choosing what covers to do, because it must be, you must have favourite songs that you wanted to do, and trying to decide which ones must be a nightmare.
Oh, it was so hard, but my producer, Brian Jones, actually sent me a list of about 100 songs that could potentially be on there, and I went down the list and said, nah, not that one, and took it down to about 50, and then I went into the recording studio and we sort of sorted out keys for songs and which ones I sung the best and got it down to 20. And then I recorded demos for all of those while I was on tour with Delta. And yeah, got about 20 there and then picked the 10 that would fit the best on the album.
Now, one of the covers on the album was Sarah McLachlan's Angel, which is one of my favourite songs. In the Arms of an Angel, Fly Away From Here is a gorgeous line. It's a tough song to sing.
It's been played at a lot of funerals and things, and it's a very comforting song, I think, and the imagery is really beautiful as well, flying away with an angel.
Yeah.
I know I listen to it when I get down sometimes.
I posted your album cover on my Facebook during the week, and a few of my girlfriends commented on the picture. They used the words stunning, beautiful styling, and breathtaking were the words that they use. So do you like that side of the business, this whole photo shoots and dressing up and getting your makeup done?
It's really fun. I'm always a bit scared on the day to see what they've picked for me. And I was a bit sceptical about the outfits that were chosen because I thought, oh, this isn't me at all. But then when I saw the photos and put them on, I was like, oh, that actually doesn't look too bad. And it's funny because I'm always pinned into things because nothing ever fits. So at the back of that, I think there's a bulldog clip. So it's funny what you learn.
The new album Romantic is released today online and in stores just in time for Mother's Day. Now, you're doing a few shows around the country and in store tonight. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll be at the Glen at 7 p.m. and I'll be with Ben Hazelwood if anyone wants to come down. But also we'll be doing a show at the Palms at the casino on the 10th of May. That'll be my first show with a support act and of Brittany Cairns and Fatai. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Well, I'll be there at that show. And so check out Rachel's new album. It's called Romantic. It's out right now online and in stores. The in-store is at the Glen Shopping Centre tonight from 7 p.m. And she's playing at the Palms at Crown on the Friday the 10th of May. More information, just head on to her website, rachelleacart.com.au. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
On the Friday Morning Show on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. Now, this next track we've just actually downloaded because I asked your publicist from Universal what song can we play next. And this song we decided because it's a bit upbeat and you wrote it. And this track is called It Might Be You. So would you like to introduce it?
Okay. Well, this is It Might Be You by me.
On Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.